Unit 21, Part 1, Warming Up. Now look at these pictures. Five persons have five different expressions. Happy, sad, angry, tired, and confused. 这五个人的表情都不一样。但人的旁边的这几个对话语言所表示的意思并没有对号入座。希望你呢把它对对号。比如第一个人用手呢拿着铅笔皱着眉头。这什么意思？可能就这意思。I don't know what to do. 啊，这可能这样。有人说可能不是，但是可能考一下啊。比如第四个人特别高兴啊，这个样子就说啊，一定是一种幸福的意思啊。比如说一个学生 I've got an A in math, 算术啊数学得了最好的成绩 A 啊，所以就自己情况，有人可能说错了也不要紧啊，可以互相交换着来争论一下，看哪个合适。Match each picture with the emotion and the correct sentence. 这个 emotion 是感情啊，它是喜怒哀乐的感情是哪个。Are you sure that your answer to question one is right? 比如第一个问题你的回答是不是对，就是你的 match 就是匹配啊，图片和那个情感的语言匹配是不是匹配的对。What makes you think that the person in the picture is feeling a certain way?那么什么原因使你认为这个图片这个人的表情是带有某一种感情色彩？ Look at your classmates. Can you tell how they are feeling today by the way they sit or stand? 那么然后图片之外看周围同学他们今天的表情坐的姿势或者表情动作来看，他们今天有什么感受，是喜还是怒还是哀还是乐。Listening, 请听录音部分。
1. Listen to the tape and choose the best answer to the following questions. Part 1. Which of the following is a form of communication? A. Speaking to someone. B. Standing in a corner at a party with your arms crossed. C. Avoiding eye contact with the salesman when you are buying something. D. All of the above. Speaking or using language to communicate.Is probably the best known form of communication. However, the body language used in answer B and the lack of eye contact in answer C can say as much or more as speech. Let's take a closer look at answer B. You are at a party and see your friend Tom standing alone in a corner with his arms crossed. When you ask him if he is enjoying the party, he says, Yes, I'm having a great time. Do you believe him? Probably not.Because his body language is telling you that he doesn't like being there. If someone asks you later whether you think Tom liked the party, you might say, he said he enjoyed it, but it didn't look like it. Now let's look at C. Imagine that you are a salesman at a store. You always greet your customers with a smile and then talk for a while. But what if one of your customers avoids making eye contact with you? Do you still speak to her? Probably not. By not looking at you,She has told you that she doesn't want to talk to you. Part 2. Body language can help you decide whether a person is telling the truth or not. If a person covers his or her mouth with his or her hand, or if he or she puts his or her finger over his or her mouth, he or she may be lying. If the person you are talking to touches his or her ears or neck, this is also a sign that he or she may not be telling you the truth.How can you tell if the person you are talking to is interested in what you are saying? Watching his or her body language will give you a good idea. Someone who is interested will lean forward in their seat and will look at you when you are speaking. They may also nod their head to show that they are listening and agree with what you are saying.
So much for part one.